Bright and early one morning this week, I went shopping with Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. The Illinois Democrat grabs a cart and heads into the grocery store. Schakowsky's one of four members of Congress doing what they call the food stamp challenge.
Now I'm hoping with the money I have left to buy a chicken. So right now I'm hopeful as I head toward the meat department to see if there's a chicken I could buy and then eat for the rest of the week.
Schakowsky is spending only $21 this week for all her meals, because that's what the average person on food stamps gets.
Do you know where the chicken would be?
Chicken?
Yes, right back down here. How you doing today?
The congresswoman clutches a piece of paper where she's scrawled math problems. She's carefully subtracting each grocery item from her budget. Now she figures she has $7.90 left to spend, and she's craving some protein.
$6 in it for breast tenderloins. That seems like an extravagance. Aha. Let's see, leg quarters, $6.18. Maybe I'll do that.
Why are you doing this?
Well, I think that you, even though it's just for a week, and that's clearly not understanding the challenges of eating on food stamps, you really do get a sense of how hard it is. In fact, I think how impossible it is, and that's why as we reauthorize the food stamp program, this is just not reasonable to ask people to live on an average of a dollar a meal.
Well, the food stamp program is meant to supplement, isn't it? I mean, it's not really, people aren't really meant to live on just food stamps, correct?
Well, I suppose that's true, but food stamps don't cover things like toilet paper that you might need. So there are plenty of things that you're not even allowed to buy with food stamps that you need to supplement with. There's about 36 million people in our country that do have a hard time feeding themselves. This is the richest country in the world. I think that there's a moral issue here. So let's see if I can buy anything here.
On to the produce section. We're tailed closely by two members of her staff, one snapping pictures.
I have some lettuce left, so I was thinking more like a tomato or two and a couple more bananas.
I have to ask you a few questions about the politics of this. It occurs to me that it's a little bit of a gimmick, isn't it?
Oh, sure. It is a gimmick, but there's a reality to it right now. You know, there is, you know, it's obvious I have a microphone in my face that this isn't a real life experience in some ways. But nonetheless, this is what I'm eating on for a week, and I have a new appreciation. In that sense, it's not a gimmick.
Schakowsky and others would like to add $4 billion to the food stamp program and bump the average amount per person from $21 to $24 a week. She's a co-sponsor of legislation to do that. $3 more may not seem like a big difference, but Congresswoman Schakowsky could have used it. As we headed for the checkout, she was a dollar over budget.
Okay, so tell me what you have in front of you.
Okay, I have one tomato, I have three bananas, I have a dollar pack of carrots, and I've got the chicken for $6.18. Now, what I may do, let's see, I've got one, two, three, four, five. I may prorate this a little because I may not eat all that chicken. I mean, and then I'll have to not eat all that chicken. Not just pretend I'm not going to eat all that chicken.
Critics of the food stamp program generally oppose it on ideological grounds, calling it a big government program or part of a welfare state. But it's also one of the most successful nutrition initiatives in government. There are more than 25 million Americans on food stamps, and supporters say the subsidies keep poor families out of hunger. For Congresswoman Schakowsky, it's just an exercise. But as she picks up her grocery bags and heads out of the store, she says it's always better when writing new legislation to collect real stories about real people affected by the law. And now, she says, maybe in a small way, she has a story of her own.